Well, praise the Lord, all ye nations. Praise Him, all ye people. For His merciful kindness is great toward us, and His truth of the Lord endureth forever. Praise ye the Lord. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before His presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, He is God. It is He that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are His people, and the sheep of His pasture. Enter into His gates with thanksgiving, and into His courts with praise. Be thankful unto Him, and bless His name, for the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and His truth endureth to all generations. First Thanksgiving proclamation given by the President of the United States, George Washington, 1789, according to the records I have. This is that statement. Listen to what this governmental official said, this president, this first president, the father of our country, we refer to him. It is the duty of all nations to acknowledge the providence of Almighty God, to obey His will, to be grateful for His benefits, and humbly to implore His protection, aid, and favors. Now, therefore, I do recommend and assign Thursday, the 26th day of November next, to be devoted by the people of these states to the service of that great and glorious being, who is the beneficent author of all the good that was, that is, or that will be, that we may then all unite in rendering unto Him our service and humble thanks for His kind care and protection of the people of this country, and for all the great and various favors He has been pleased to confer upon us. I was impressed not only that He set aside a particular Thursday, it happens to be on the same day of the month this year as it was back in 1789. I believe it is in Thursday the 26th. But notice that he said it's the duty of all nations to acknowledge the providence of Almighty God. We've come a long way, baby. Was that said a few years ago to some folks? We've come a long way in this country. Boy, I was talking about that this morning in class. Some folks would want to go back there and then preach George. What did he have on his mind? Didn't he know about this division of state and church, church and state? He wasn't politically correct. He didn't concern himself with it, did he? And neither do we. We need to be tactful. We need to be kind to folks. Thanksgiving is not a holy day as such. But to us as Christians, every day should be Thanksgiving on our calendar. We should be willing to. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice in it, psalmist said. We're taught in the Bible by command to be grateful, Colossians 2:7. In that context there, it says we're to be in our faith, as we've been taught, we're to be abounding therein with thanksgiving. Abounding therein with thanksgiving. And later in Colossians 4, verse 2, the inspired writer says, continue in prayer and watch in the same with thanksgiving. Every time we pray, it at least should be partially and maybe even mostly a prayer of thanksgiving. We've got a God who takes care of our needs. We need to thank Him. It is the will of God that we be thankful. It's God's will. 1 Thessalonians 5:18. We'll be using this verse another time too, but in that verse Paul says, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. This is the will of God. God wants us to be a thankful people. We're taught by example, the example of Jesus, to be thankful. When He fed the 4,000, according to Mark chapter 8, verse 6, He commanded the people to sit down on the ground, and He took the 7 loaves there, and He broke them, and I really gave thanks, and He broke them. But He gave thanks for that food. There was nobody saying, hold on just a minute, the Roman government's in charge, there'd be no prayer on this day. He gave thanks for the food. This morning I want us to study the lesson, Be You Thankful, the attitude of gratitude. Attitude of gratitude. And if you rhyme something or say something like that, I might remember it. Hopefully we remember, because Thanksgiving's coming up on Thursday anyway, and we're going to be eating all that turkey and all that stuff we ought to be thankful for. And we're thankful for all that weight we gained. All right, here we go. Point number one, remember to never forget. This is about thankfulness, attitude of gratitude. If you're like me, you need to write that down. Remember to never forget. We got a calendar on a little old table in our living room among my other many souvenirs that Janice doesn't like on that little table. They're reminders of me, you know, what I need to do when I'm 75, when I'm 80. But a lot of times we have good intentions about thankfulness, don't we? We'll do something, somebody will say something or do something or... And you know, I need to drop them a card and thank them for that. Or that wedding, you know, that person got the gift for and forgot to send. Got a birthday card, got a special gift from somebody just right out of the blue. And you thought of it right then, but it didn't go beyond the thought. We forgot. Forgetfulness is a foe of gratitude, isn't it? Forgetfulness. So remember to never forget. Psalmist said this in Psalm 103:2, Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits. Forget not all His benefits. Like the fellow said about the hog that was under the acorn tree, just keeps on eating those acorns and never looks up to see where it all came from. Satisfied the stomach, never looks up. In Luke 17, verse 11 through 19, Jesus tells us a story about the time when He, or at least Luke talks about it, about a time when He came across these 10 lepers. Listen to it. Luke 17, verse 11 and following. Came to pass, I'll give you some time to get there. He went to Jerusalem, so we got him nailed down where he is. He's in Jerusalem. That he passed through the midst, he was on the way, rather, Samaria and through Galilee, and he entered into a certain village. There he met 10 men who were lepers, which stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. When he saw them, he said unto them, go show yourselves unto the priests, and it shall come to pass, as they went, they were cleansed. One of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back, and with a loud voice glorified God, and fell down on his face, and at his feet, giving him thanks, and he was a Samaritan. And Jesus answered and said, were there not 10 cleansed? Where are the 9? They're not found that returned to give glory to God, save this stranger. And he said unto him, arise, go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole.
Amen.
A few years ago, there was a radio show called Job Center of the Air. Jobs were obtained at that time for over 2,500 people. Kind of like a job fair they have now at Opryland, some of those places. They got jobs for 2,500 people. I'm told, the story goes, that only 10 ever remembered to say thank you to that program director that put that together. 10 out of 2,500. And that was several years ago. Someone has well said, blessed are those who give without remembering, and those who receive without forgetting. Blessed are those who give without remembering, and those who receive without forgetting. It's all about an attitude of gratitude, isn't it? It's all about an attitude. Remember to never forget. Put those intentions down on a little piece of paper. Somebody said the other day that read in a paper, heard it on television, something or other. You know, you listen to stuff, you get older, you don't remember where you heard it. But anyway, they said, you know, right when someone does something for you, right when you think about it, write it down. Have something with your little notepad or whatever that you keep. Write it down and then pull that Nike deal. Do it. Do it. Do not major on your troubles. Sometimes that's hard to do, isn't it? When it seems like there's nothing but trouble after trouble after trouble after trouble. Count your blessings, not your bruises. How often do we find ourselves dwelling on our problems rather than on being thankful for what we have? And if you really look back over the last few years in this country, look back to the 50s when I was growing up, and so many things that are necessities now were luxuries back then. Boy, I was lucky if I could get dead and roll the window down, smoking that cigar over there and blowing that smoke out. You know. Now we got air conditioners, and boy, we need them. Air conditioned building, air conditioned house, air conditioned car. Many times we date matters from negative events or tragedies. That was the same year that Kennedy was assassinated. I thought of a number of things, Dennis, that happened that year. Not all of them were tragedies. That happened the year of the tornado up in Murfreesboro, or Joelton, or up in Hendersonville or Trousdale County. That tornado came right through Hermitage. That was that year. I was working out there at American General. That's what comes to memory, shakes our memory then. In Montana, particular years were remembered because that was the year of the great drought. I mean, just everything just died on the vine. Well, that was the year that we had snow in June or July. Well, that was the year of that great blizzard that came through here. Should we be grateful for troubles? 1 Thessalonians 5:18 again, and everything give thanks. What'd you say, Paul? Everything give thanks. Paul was in a lot of circumstances, didn't he? We talked last week about those circumstances, and he had learned whatsoever circumstance that he was in therewith to be content. In everything, give thanks. The little boy had to wear glasses. He was thankful for his glasses. This is why he said he was. It said it kept the boys from fighting him, and it kept the girls from kissing him. So he was thankful for his glasses. So we can be thankful for everything. Used to, as kids, we didn't like to wear glasses. I didn't even know I needed them. Till I got in the army maybe before I knew I needed them. Keep in mind that the Bible says that all things work together for good to them that love God and that are called according to His purpose, Romans 8:28. Not all things necessarily going to be good, or we think they're good, but they work together for good. A fellow named Matthew Henry wrote in his diary, of a time that his house was robbed. He said, "Let me be thankful." You say, "You gotta be kidding." He said, "Let me be thankful," and he listed the reason, because he never robbed me before. Number two, that although he took my money, he didn't take my life. Not that. Although he took all I had, I didn't have much, because it was I who was robbed, not I who robbed. Something to be thankful for, isn't it? Attitude of gratitude. Don't major in problems. Count your blessings. That's a kind of a gimmick when we talk about this. We sing that song that we maybe seldom practice. I think I saw in the Dagwood, I believe it was, that where somebody came, Dagwood's son, I think, came to him and said, "You know, sir," he said, "Mama wants us to set at when we eat the table tonight to name one thing that we're thankful for," or something like that. And he said, "She'd been listening to Oprah again, hadn't she?" But do you ever do that at Thanksgiving? Go around and ask, "Well, what do you got to be thankful for this year?" And some years you might not want to do that because of some things that happened, but we can always be thankful for something, can't we? There was a story of the two families that I think were given to, one of them was given a special donation to a church function. And said, husband said, "Well, let's make out $200. Our boy went over to Iraq and he was killed over there. Let's do it in remembrance of him." The other family said, the wife turned to husband and said, "You know, let's give $200 in honor of our son." Said, "He went to Iraq." And the father said, "No, he didn't die." He said, "Yeah, but let's give the $200 in honor of the fact that he didn't die and be thankful for it." It's all a way of looking at it, isn't it? It's all about perspective. All about perspective. We should try and count our spiritual blessings. Ephesians 1:3 says, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ." All spiritual blessings are in Christ. All in heavenly places in Christ, and likely referring there to the church. And we'd be thankful for His church. We'd be thankful for the Holy Bible, the inspired Word of God that gives us guidance, that gives us comfort. We can be thankful for the exceeding and great and precious promises that we have to look forward to. Some, the abundant life that we now have, and the abundant abundance of eternal life waiting for us, the sustaining hope of heaven. Our relationship with Christ, we should be thankful for. Our relationship with one another, fellow Christians, we should be thankful for. We should count our physical blessings. Count them one by one. It will surprise you what the Lord has done. Thanksgiving times, a gathering of families and food. Be grateful for both. Some are not in good health. Pray that they might be lifted up. And lift up that prayer to God. Be thankful for the health that you have. Run across this little bit of humor to it, I think, but a lot of truth. Thank God for dirty dishes. Thank God for dirty dishes. They have a tale to tell. While others may go hungry, we've eaten very well. With home, health, and happiness, I shouldn't want to fuss. By the stack of the evidence, God's been very good to us. I mean, some people would like to have what you're going to have left over at Thanksgiving. What you ultimately don't eat are the leftovers. Or I don't eat the leftovers. People would love to have. They're saying more and more, I don't know whether it's propaganda or not, that 1 in 6 of the people in this country don't have enough to eat. I think there's enough of us eating too much, though, to take care of them. Enough of us that have more than plenty, more than enough. Remember, don't forget, because we have good intentions. Good intentions. We need to follow up on them more quickly. Don't major in troubles. Count your blessings. Express your gratitude. Express your gratitude. Boy, I'm thankful. Well, tell somebody. Your husband, your wife. Sometimes I don't tell Janice what I'm thankful for her. You know? We just take it for granted we're thankful for one another. Your husband, wife, children, you can be thankful for your children. Be thankful for your grandchildren. They give you life. They show you life. They give you energy. Your children, they keep you alive. Keep you knowing what life is all about. But express your gratitude. We're instructed to give thanks. Back to the old faithful. 1 Thessalonians 5:18. In everything, we use that word. What's the next word? Give thanks. Not be thankful. Give thanks. Now, I didn't go back into the Greek, but I'm going to interpret that we need to express it. I think when David talked about being thankful back in Psalm 100 that we read, in Psalm 117, that he said, that make a joyful noise unto the Lord. I don't think it was just, we praise thee, O God, for the Son of thy love. We praise thee, O God. Hallelujah. Other words that praise God. Not in a still voice. Entered his gates with thanksgiving. Entered his courts with praise. I think there was enthusiasm going on when they would sing this song in going to Jerusalem or wherever they were going. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. They had a God that they reverenced. We've got the same God. We need to show reverence to him. Ephesians 5:20 says, giving thanks always for all things. The psalmist said in 107, 1, verses 1 and 2, oh, give thanks unto the Lord. For he is good. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Little girl came into to daddy's area where he was studying. Gone after a long day's work, and she climbed up on his lap and says, Daddy, I didn't come to ask you for anything. just wanted to tell you that I love you. Sometimes people just need to hear us say, I love you, or I thank you. I appreciate the way you sing, because that makes me feel so much better. I appreciate the way you're here every Sunday, because that encourages me. I appreciate you being an elder here, or a deacon here. I appreciate you just being here. I appreciate that telephone call you made to me, that card that you sent. Someone does something, let's thank them. Tell them, not someone else. I've heard people say, and you have too, you know what so-and-so did? Me? Sent me. I got the most beautiful card. Tell them. I hear people telling Jerry all the time about these cards they give me, that he gives to you. I'll tell you what they tell him, but Jerry gives nice cards, and he's a good birthday card giver, and he likes to spend a little time putting a little effort into it to make it applicable, or apropos. All right. Someone does a good job, tell them. Let them know you appreciate them. God our Father wants us to let Him know that we appreciate Him. Express your gratitude by your life as well as by your lips. Thanks saying is not necessarily thanksgiving, but thanks living is. It is. David asked a question, Psalms 116:12. What shall I render unto the Lord for all His benefits toward me? He goes on to say in that Psalm 116, in verse 14, he says, I will pay my vows unto the Lord. You make a vow unto the Lord? Did you promise allegiance to Jesus Christ and the Lord? Have you kept that allegiance? Why not? Same God, same Christ, same sins that need salvation. Is there another God we can run to? No. Is there another Jesus Christ that died on the cross for our sins? No. The attitude of gratitude. Remember to never forget. Don't major in troubles. Count your blessings and express your gratitude. Right across this, I say it's a parable of the paraphrase, rather, 1 Corinthians 13. It's really not a paraphrase. It's kind of a takeoff on it. Though I keep Thanksgiving in November, but forget that every day brings cause for giving thanks, I am at heart ungrateful. And though I praise Thanksgiving as a noble custom and urge it upon others as a duty, but show by careless living no concern for God, country, or others, I'm not really thankful. And though I provide a great family feast and toss a bit of charity while my heart cries, I deserve all this, I'm still ungrateful. Thanksgiving in the heart sees all His creation, wheat or water, home or friendship, faith or country as God's unbounded mercy. Thanksgiving in the heart enlarges the gift until it fills the need and unveils as best of all the loving motive of the giver. Thanksgiving in the heart never fails the thankful. But single holidays fail. They come so seldom. Mere repeating of tradition bores when the originating fire is lost. So Thanksgiving will abide. The Thanksgiving which is natural custom. The Thanksgiving which is family celebration. And the Thanksgiving of the heart. But the greatest of these is the Thanksgiving of the heart. A grateful mind is both great and a happy mind. Be ye thankful. This morning, there's not one here that's not a Christian. Why not avail yourself of the opportunity to come to Christ? Bride and the Spirit say, come, one of our songs says, and the Bible says. You believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Are you willing to repent of your sins based upon that faith that you have? Are you willing to be baptized for the forgiveness of your sins based upon that faith? Then to arise to walk in newness of life, to picture the death, the burial, the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And having that hope of salvation, that promise to look forward to beyond this life, heaven. You're a Christian here, you need our prayers, or you just need to pray to God to forgive you. You need to repent and ask for forgiveness. You need to rededicate your life. Whatever you need, would you come as we stand and sing?